The title of the message is Prevailing Prayer, okay? Not just normal prayer, but prevailing prayer. Okay? Matthew 18, verse 18 to 19 says this, truly, again, okay, you know, this is fact, this is truth, when Jesus says truly, okay? Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And again, truly, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Now, you know, he says when there's two of you on earth that agree, and this is in the context of binding and loosing, is in the context of spiritual warfare. Okay, I want you to know the context. Right? And this, but a lot of people, when they use this passage, you know, agree, you know, so you go to another Christian, let's agree that we'll get a lot of money, you know, and God will do that for us. It's not in that kind of context, okay? Let's get together that we'll agree that we'll be successful, and it's going to happen. That's what the Bible says. If you agree that we're going to be successful, we'll be successful. Let's agree for health and long life, you know? But that's not the agreement that I believe this passage is talking about. The agreement that this passage is talking about means harmony. Okay? Harmony. If you are in right relationship, I believe this is what it's talking about. Okay? If you are in right relationship with one another and with God, you will have spiritual authority. And then you can bind and loose. Does that make sense? Okay, you have a right relationship with God. You have a right relationship with one another. But if you don't have that right relationship, and even with one another, what it means is the devil has power over those relationships. Okay? If you have right relationship with God and with one another, you will have spiritual authority. You will be able to open, you have this key to open the door to victory that's in Christ Jesus. Right? Jesus Christ has already defeated the devil. Right? He has already defeated the devil. But when we are in harmony with God and with one another, we get the key to open the door to that victory. Okay? The Bible says, Jesus says this about the church, the gates of hell, okay? The gates of hell will not overcome thee. Okay? And what I believe it means is not just you're sitting back and you're just watching the gates of hell. We're taking the offensive. We're going to the gates of hell, and we're able to overcome. We have the key. Okay? And Luke chapter 11, verse 21 to 22. Okay? Luke chapter 11, verse 21 to 22. When a strong man, okay, this is the devil, this demonic power. This is what it's talking about when it's a strong man. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divided up his plunder. The devil, demonic, is the stronghold, is a strong man, and he guards his house, meaning there is a stronghold where he lives in. Or where he operates, a stronghold. And if the strong man is fully armed, okay? He's in control, and he could do whatever he wants, and no one can resist him in this stronghold, in this house. Okay? And this stronghold, you know, could be in our heart, and it could be in our family, it could be in our church, it could be in this nation. You know? And what the Bible says, you know, we want to overcome the strong man. Say that to your neighbor. I want to overcome the strong man. And it says the only way to overcome the strong man is someone stronger needs to attack and overpower him. Somebody stronger. And praise God, Jesus is stronger than the devil. Huh? And the work of Jesus on the cross completely defeated the devil. The devil is powerless. His armor is gone. What? And again, but God gives, we don't win this victory just by from far away, okay, watching it. We have to take the offensive. Okay? We have to go to the wall, the gates of hell, and break it down. Okay? We have to go on the offensive and attack the stronghold that is guarded by the strong man. And because Jesus is in us, we have that power. Okay? We could go to the gates and knock it down. Okay? You know, how do we prevail against the strong man? Right? Ephesians chapter 6, you know, it talks about first to overcome the strong man that we need to know our battle is not with flesh and blood. Our battle is not with one another. Okay? It's talking about harmony, the agreement. Okay? Our battle is not with one another. Then in Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, well, not yet. Okay, not yet. Okay. Put that away. Okay. Ephesians chapter 6, then the Bible talks about putting on the full armor of God. Putting on the full armor of God is the belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, feet fitted with the gospel of peace, shield of faith, helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. Okay? The full armor of God. And at the end of the passage, okay, it's in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, it says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasion with all kinds of prayer. There's this type of prayer that's a prevailing prayer. Okay? With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. And what I want to teach today, I could focus on harmony, I could focus on the armor of God, but today I want to focus on prayer. But not just any normal prayer. I want to focus on prevailing prayer, right? Prevailing prayer. I believe the greatest and most powerful spiritual weapon to overcome the strong man is prayer. Okay? It is prayer. Not just, again, any kind of prayer, but prevailing prayer. I want to teach you as a congregation, this congregation, how to have prevailing prayer. Right? You know, we pray because it's ritual. That is a weak, weak prayer. We pray because somebody's watching you. That's a weak, weak prayer. We pray because of performance, because of guilt, you know, because he scheduled it only. That's not that strong. But today I want to talk about prevailing prayer that will destroy, break down the strong man. That will defeat the strong man in your life. Again, this kind of prayer is binding. That's a prayer. It's another word for prayer. Prevailing, binding on earth will be bound in heaven. And what will we loose on earth will be loose in heaven. This prevailing prayer. And I want to encourage you, okay, that each one of you could do this. Right? Say to your neighbor, you can do this. Okay? And I'm going to take two stories in the Bible that shows you, proves to you that you and I could do this. Okay? First one is in the book of Exodus, and you don't have to turn to it, but in the book of Exodus, it's talking about nation of Israel in captivity in Egypt. And the Pharaoh represents the strong man. Okay? The Pharaoh in Egypt represents the strong man. It's the Pharaoh that, that put God's people in bondage, kill, harass and destroy God's people. It was just destroying God's people. And the Bible says, this is encouraging, the nation of Israel was in bondage, was weak, right? But they were still able to do prevailing prayer in the midst of bondage. God says, the cry of the Israelite has reached me. This prevailing prayer has reached me. And so God raised up Moses and supernaturally brought out the Israelite from slavery. Okay? So you go, I'm weak. I'm confused. I'm tired. Right? I'm being spiritually attacked. There's bondage. You can do prevailing prayer. Nothing can stop you from prevailing prayer, even when you're weak. Huh? There's another story in the Bible that encouraged me. Elijah. Okay? There was a demonic stronghold over the whole nation. The strong man was Baal over the whole nation. There was Baal worship in every hilltop, and it was stealing the hearts and mind and worship of God's people. Right? And there was a famine in the land for 3.5 years, and the Bible says the Lord responded to one man's prayer, Elijah. I was very excited. Can you imagine? Strong man, Baal worship. Right? Over the whole nation. It only took one person to break that strong man. One person. You know what that means? Huh? Hubert, you could do it. Yeah. Just you could do it. One man. Huh? Gia, one woman, you could do it. Huh? Say to your neighbor, I can do it. Huh? Say to your neighbor, you can do it. This is encouraging, right? No matter who you are as a believer, no matter how hard the situation, you can do prevailing prayer. You could do prevailing prayer. You know, what is prevailing prayer? Right? It says pray with all kinds of prayer, and there's specific things that's involved with prevailing prayer. And I'm going to teach you. There's three things, right, in prevailing prayer. Number one, fasting. Everybody don't want to listen anymore. I'm sorry, this is fasting. Fasting. Right? The disciple could not cast out this strong man and this little boy. It was too strong. It was a strong man. You know? And what did Jesus say? But this kind does not go out except prayer, but it's a specific kind of prayer and fasting. Okay? It's just not normal prayer, but Jesus is teaching about prevailing prayer. Okay? If you want to prevail, pray and fast. Okay? And what is fasting? Fasting, okay, is setting aside a period of time where you devote yourself to the Lord, where you forego food. Okay? And I'm just going to, you know, we change it so much. I'm going to go to biblical definition of fasting. You forego food. Okay? And you spend it in prayer. You spend it in prayer. Okay? Moses fasted for 40 days and 40 nights without eating bread or drinking water. Right? This was a supernatural fast. I don't recommend that you don't drink water for 40 days. Okay? The longest I did this kind of fast was 2 days without water and food. Okay? I'm not telling you to do it. It's from conviction I got, and I did it. Right? And what happened after that? The Ten Commandments came. Right? Daniel chapter 10, it says, I ate no food, no meat or wine touched my lips. Daniel fasted as he prayed for 21 days. And you know what the angel says? In that time, the prince of Persia, a strong man over Persia, is a territorial spirit, is a strong man over Persia, was overcome. If you're not convinced, Jesus, okay, fasted and prayed for 40 days in the wilderness to defeat the devil. He didn't just say pray, he fasted. Okay? So fasting is point number one, part of prevailing prayer. Okay? I gave you the biblical evidence. Okay? Number two. There's a word, number two, a word that describes a prevailing prayer, another aspect of prevailing prayer, watch. Okay? Watch. Jesus prophesied about the end time, you know, in Luke chapter 21. You know, there will be an antichrist, a strong man, right? A strong man. There will be crazy things happening. There will be great deception. There will be wars and uprising. There will be great tragedies, persecution, and our hearts will be weighed down. There's a strong man that's doing this. Okay, Antichrist. Okay? So at the end time, what Jesus is prophesying, okay, there will be great spiritual battle. There will be a strong man in our heart, in our home, in our church, in our community, and in our nation. Okay? And what does Jesus say? How to overcome? He says, be always on the watch and pray. Okay? Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is happening to you, what this strong man is doing. Okay? How do you overcome the strong man? Okay? Number one, prevailing prayer, fast. Okay? Biblical fast. Okay? Number two, watch. Okay? It was the night before crucifixion in Matthew 26. Jesus was praying, but the disciples were sleeping. What did Jesus tell the disciple? Watch and pray. He didn't just say pray. Watch and pray. You know why? It was the greatest spiritual warfare that it was going to be ever that night, because Jesus was going to be crucified. Okay? Watch and pray so you don't fall into temptation, so that you could overcome this strong man. What does it mean to watch? I think a good passage is in Ezekiel 33. It talks about Ezekiel being the watchman, you know, watchman. And somebody who's on the wall looking for the enemy. Okay? And it was the watchman's responsibility to warn the city by blowing the trumpet, which is intercession, from the enemy's attack. To watch means, okay, it means that your prayer is very directed when it comes to the strong man. Okay? You're not praying, God, pray for my daughter's school, God, yes, God. Pray for my workplace, pray for my business. When you watch, it's very directed to the strong man. It's very directed prayer concerning the strong man. Okay? And there's a watchman. You know, you'll be a watchman on the wall of the strong man in your heart, in your family, in your church, in your community, and in your nation. Okay? Heart. What's some of the strong man that's in our heart? We need to blow the trumpet on the strong man of the heart. They weren't blowing the trumpet, praying, interceding when they saw, their soldiers, when they saw their farmers. They blew the trumpet, okay, at the enemy, when they saw the enemy. Okay? And so, some of you, in your heart, there's a strong man called fear. Spirit of fear. It's been harassing you for decades. Okay? Some of you, it's control. Spirit of control. Some of you, it might be spirit of pride. It might be bitterness. It might be depression. Okay? And this strong man is harassing you. That spirit of fear is control, is lying to you, is keeping you in bondage. And you need to identify it and do directed prayer, binding that strong man. Directed prayer. Not pray for good weathers. Okay? It's not about that. That spirit of fear, it's directed. I bind that spirit of fear that's in my heart in Jesus' name. I break its power. It's directed prayer. Watch. There is a strong man in your family. In your family that goes down the generational line. It could be a generational iniquity. It could be alcoholism. It could be divorce. It could be abandonment. It could be sexual addiction, a father issue, mother issue. Huh? You need to be directed. In your family, what is that strong man? And you come against it in the name of Jesus, and you will be stronger. And you overcome that strong man in your family. There's a strong man in the church. And usually it's a spirit of legalism. It's very strong in the church. It could be a religious spirit. It could be spirit of controversy. It could be a spirit of division. You know, I'm sharing this illustration because, you know, many of you are Korean Americans. It's very obvious to me in the Korean church what the strong man is. Shame. Shame. If you grew up in a Korean church, you will all agree with me. Yes. It's a strong man in the church, in the Korean church. Right? What do we do about it? We complain about it. Right? Oh, it's all much shame. It's all image conscience. We only care about how we look on the outside. Everybody's just covering up, you know, so that because of shame, shame. We just talk about it. We're not doing prevailing prayer. We're not fasting against it. We're not directed that spirit of shame over the Korean church. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I bind it. Be gone. Right? We need to watch. What about the community and over the nation? In the upper room, God gave me this conviction last Wednesday when we were praying. There's a strong man over this nation. Right? Parents, I want you to watch and realize this. There's a strong man over this nation stealing the hearts and destiny and mind of our children. Right? Over our children. Right? You know, our battle with smartphone, parents, we are losing. We are losing. Oh, you know, if they are in fourth grade, you will lose when, after junior high. When they're in high school, you lost. But there's a strong man over the church, not just phone. There's so many other things competing for their mind and their heart. When they go to college now, you know what they're learning, it will steal their mind. It's not even truth anymore. Even what they're learning in school right now. It's a strong man. Don't complain about the Board of Education. Right? As a church, we have another calling. We have to bind that strong man in this nation that's stealing the heart and mind of our children. How dare that strong man do that? We fast. We watch. Huh? Okay. So prevailing prayer. Okay. Number one, what was it? Okay. Biblical fast. Okay. Number two? Watch. Number three? Persistence. Turn to Joshua chapter 8, verse 18 and 19 to 19, and verse 26. The nation of Israel was facing a stronghold, and that stronghold was a strong man named Ai. That's the city of Ai. Okay, city of Ai. It says, then the Lord said to Joshua, hold out toward Ai a javelin that's in your hand, right? And said, what he's doing, that javelin in his hand, holding it out, for into your hand I will deliver the city. What? Holding out the javelin toward the city is going to you know, break down that strong man, that stronghold. But that's what God says. So Joshua held out toward the city the javelin that was in his hand. And as soon as he did this, the men in the ambush rose quickly from their position and rushed forward. They entered the city and captured it and quickly set it on fire. Then verse 26, for Joshua did not draw back the hand that held out his javelin until he had destroyed all who lived in Ai. Okay. Stretching out a javelin toward Ai, it has no military significance. I don't know any war, history of battle, where a general just holding out his finger with a gun won the battle. Okay? There's no military significance, but he's talking to the people of God. This Bible is talking to the people of God, but it has a tremendous spiritual significance. Okay? Joshua stretched out the javelin when the battle began, and he continued to stretch out the javelin until they won. It means persistence in prayer. Right? It's talking about persistence in prayer. Why do you need to persist in prayer? Right? Because in order to overcome strong man, right, what you need is faith. You have to build your faith. Faith is not when prayer is answered immediately or completely or all the time. Faith is developed when you are persistent in prayer. Faith is developed when you can continue to pray when your prayer is not answered. That's where faith develops. The great barrier, okay, to overcoming the strong man is self. You know, self. You know, self-effort, self-reliance, you know, what I think, my ideas, you know, and my strength, my righteousness. If you come with self to a strong man, you will lose. Okay? You're gonna lose every time. You can't defeat the strong man that way. And so how do you know if you are relying on your own strength as you are trying to overcome the strong man? You are very inconsistent in prayer. If you're relying on your own strength, you're very inconsistent in prayer. You only pray in the good time, but when you're under the spiritual attack, difficulty, you stop praying. In order to overcome the strong man, that's when you have to fast, watch, and continue to pray. That's when you have to do it. This is that time when you're under this spiritual attack by the strong man, that's the time to do prevailing prayer. That's the time to pray, but not just pray, prevailing prayer. You fast, you watch, and you persevere in prayer. You know, how do you know you are relying on the power of God and that you're dependent on God? Yes, you feel weak. Right? Yes, you're confused. Yes, people are bothering you. Right? You're being spiritually attacked. You're getting criticized. And you continue to pray. Right? You persevere in prayer. I'm sharing this message because, we talk about revival, right? But revival come when I study history after the strong man is defeated. When there's a season of opposition, when you overcome that season of opposition, there's a revival. Okay, some of you, you know, you're not fighting the right battle because as you're going through this season of opposition. Right? You need to focus and you need to say to yourself, it's a season of prevailing prayer. That's the season I'm in right now. If you're just getting mad at other people, you're not even harmonizing anymore. You're not even agreeing. Okay, you're fighting flesh and blood. Before you even got to the battle, you lost. You lost. Right? And so, you know, I know it's a hard message. It's a hard message. But this is what God is calling us as a church. Right? I know that you want to see supernatural healing. Say, I want to see supernatural healing. You know, I want to see powerful conversion. I want to see this city transformed. I want to see my family set free. I want to encounter the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, and I've been contending. You know, my family knows I'm fasting so much all the time. So it's not exercise that's making me lose weight. It was the fasting, you know. And I honestly, almost half the week I feel weak. And I fail. I get angry. Okay? I get upset. You know? I get depressed. You know? But in the midst of it, I'm fasting. And I take that time to watch. And I'm not going to give up. Pray. Okay? I'm praying. Why? Okay, no matter what you're going through right now, each one of us could do prevailing prayer. Okay, let's worship. As your pastor, I just want to say this to you. You can do it. You can do it. It's not about being perfect. But, you know, I think we have the right to get angry about one thing. It's a strong man. He's stealing our kids. Our destiny. Our mind. Our heart. Is dividing churches, breaking relationships. And somebody needs to say, no more, no more. I come against you in the name of Jesus. As the Holy Spirit leads you, let's fast. Let's watch, have directed prayer, and keep up that javelin against the city of Ai, against that strong man, until the battle is won.